you, and good morning, everyone. And can I begin by saying how delighted I am that the Mary Seacole trustees asked me to chair a selection panel to choose the artist to commemorate Mary Seacole's achievements, her courage, her bravery, and her inspiration. Far too little is known about her, and of course the trustees are working to change that. The selection panel were delighted with the response that they received from artists. We knew the process would not be easy, and we were very conscious that people have some very, very firm views about how Mary should be commemorated. For us, it's been a rich and a rewarding experience, and I would like to thank all the artists for the time they gave, their ideas, and the thought that they gave to reflecting the stature and spirit of Mary Seacole in their submissions. And I think that I would really like to name all the shortlisted artists. Maurice Blick, Georgia Boyd Russell, Joy Gregory, Martin Jennings, George Kelly, Etienne Milner, Susan Stockwell, and Bill Woodrow. The panel interviewed all of them to get a greater sense of their concept and vision. And we were presented with some very different ideas, and you had an opportunity to look at them this morning. It was a very exciting process, and I have to say that there was some pretty vigorous debate. I have chaired many, many things in my life. This has been one of the most rewarding, but Mary, but maybe next time, Clive, you could give me a panel that was a bit more submissive. I really would like to thank the panel for their commitment, their dedication. I think we have all enjoyed it enormously. We've been very conscious that we're in a very, very privileged position. And I'm delighted, I kept you waiting for long enough, I'm delighted to announce that we would like to explore further with two artists, Martin Jennings and Bill Woodrow. They are extraordinary, and we would like to take the process further with both of them. Thank you very much. Wow.